This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how the digital divide is also crippling Obamacare enrollment. For all of the criticism of the online tools and what Secretary of HHS Sebelius has now called the debacle of the web access for enrollment for the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, the 800-pound gorilla in the room is still sitting on the digital divide. First, we have huge numbers of Americans who are not only priced out of health care, but also priced out of internet access. More than 25% of all Americans and 43% of all African Americans, for example. Secondly, without experience on the internet that comes with easy and frequent access, and I'm not talking about a once-a-week trip to the library to check email or do homework, everything is difficult, which just compounds the problems of a clunky website to start with and intensifies dramatically when it involves something as complex and confusing as choosing health insurance from a bunch of companies and different plans. Admittedly, time is not our friend in getting everyone into the system by December 15th. It's just not going to happen. But putting that aside, using more paper applications and 800-number call center access could end up more effectively recruiting low and moderate income families into the system now, especially with the level of intimidation that now exists about the online access. This became startlingly clear looking at the experience of the state of Arkansas as having expanding Medicaid participation up to 138% of the federal poverty level. The good news, of course, is that Arkansas, rare among many southern states, is in fact running a hybrid state-federal marketplace and is expanding the program and taking advantage of the fact that the federal government is paying 100% for the first 3 years, unlike Texas, Louisiana, Florida, and a host of others. Nonetheless, according to a report in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, the Department of Human Services sent out 145,000 letters to existing food stamp recipients for whom they had income information and therefore already knew they were within the range of 100 to 138% FPL and therefore automatically eligible for expanded Medicaid. Bam! 65,138 replied with return mail that they wanted to enroll, which all admit is a phenomenal response to any direct mail piece. But now the digital divide does this pernicious work because most of those who responded to the initial letter have not responded to a second letter directing them to a state website, insureark.org, where they can complete the enrollment process. Now remember, we've been fighting Comcast, hammer and tong, to actually deliver the internet access in Central Arkansas and the rest of the country required by the FCC's approval of their merger with NBC Universal. But they're foot dragging and trying to politic their way out of doing real work. Keep in mind as well that Arkansas, Alabama, and Mississippi are the three states at the very bottom for internet access in the country. So really, are you serious? These low-income folks can only get into the Medicaid system in Arkansas if they go online? Duh. In Arkansas, that means that the state will mandatorily assign them a private insurer and they have 30 days to object and change companies. But essentially, everyone must know the obvious that the state will end up picking the companies, period. Even on the general state enrollment for Obamacare through their own accessarkansas.gov website, half as many Arkansans have applied through paper applications or phone applications as the internet, proving the same point once again. So essentially, for every two who go online, one uses paper or phone where they're more comfortable. I bet that would be true everywhere and for every state among the uninsured. There really should be a mass distribution of paper applications, even as big and bulky as they are, door to door, through health clinics, libraries, driver's license bureaus, hospitals, and any and every place that's willing to let someone pick up an application, get comfortable, and either fill it out or venture into the wild world of the web. But of course, that's only if we're really serious about getting full mass participation in the Affordable Care Act. In the meantime, by happenstance or design, given the uncertainty and tentativeness with which many of the uninsured approach the web and their often limited access to it, we should not be surprised that so few are succeeding in making it through the maze, regardless of whether the online system is ready and able. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.